So what did you guys do today?
I worked today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did you do, John?
Got up, walked around. Thought about stuff.
Went down to the drugstore
to
look for a job.
Hell no.
Hung out front.
Day labor house.
This is Pigskin Radio. It's episode 141.
Come on, wake up a little bit, Mark. You sound kind of tired. It's episode 141.
That's right. It's episode 141. We're here in Dallas,
dial
Texas.
Back off a little bit.
What?
A little too much.
A little too much? All right. I'll see what I can do there. How's that?
That's pretty good. That's idiot Mark over there. He's manning the soundboard and the little knobs, controlling how loud we are.
I love knobs.
You are a knob.
Quite.
Over here behind the bulletproof glass and off-camera, Serious Dave.
It's Serious Dave back there.
How you doing, guys?
And you're listening to the Dulcet Tones.
Dulcet Tones. There you go. Get it out.
Of John Neese.
Oh, thank you.
John Neese.
Yes. This is Pigskin Radio. This is a NFL Dallas Cowboy fantasy football. We basically make fun of the NFL Dallas Cowboy news, and
we give you the opportunity to make fun of us.
And you make fun of us and say, why are these idiots doing a show?
We all think we're good at fantasy football.
No,
because we've been playing for far too long.
No, that's Serious Dave over there, and he thinks he's too good. Mark and I know that we really don't know anything.
No, we came to that conclusion by doing the show. We would get response from listeners. Well, no, we don't have any listeners.
A little bit.
But we would get response from listeners, and they would tell us how stupid we are. And
we know.
We already know that, and we came to realize it, and now we just call ourselves idiots. But Dave still thinks he knows that he's Serious Dave, and he's back there behind the glass with stacks of newspaper. He's got stacks of newspaper back there.
And a few empty cans.
Yes.
I've got my 2010 fantasy football magazine.
Do
over
you?
There.
You got a marker? You got everything marked?
I've got my yellow highlighter, and I've got my red pen.
He's going to draft a running back first.
My guess is that's what's going to happen.
We do this every Monday night at 9 o'clock, but not always at 9 o'clock. I thought I should point that out.
Yeah, it's 9 p.m.-ish. You know, if you're wanting to watch the show, you know, crack open a beer, get over to your Ustream at live.pigskinradio.com. You can pull us up there. You can pull us up on Ustream. You can pull us up on your phone if you're using the Ustream player.
A lot of pulling you're talking about there.
Lots of pulling. So pull us up 9 o'clock-ish.
Is that a little bit of Ben pulling?
On Monday night.
And Ben Pullen's listening, man. We'd love to get a shout-out. Haven't talked to that dude in about 25 years.
And you're sure to be disappointed if you are listening. So we had a Cowboys game happen. What was that, Thursday?
Yes.
Thursday night?
And
we are
going to talk about some Cowboys. We're going to talk about
Cowboys.
We're going to talk about some off-the-field issues and rumors.
We're going to talk about some injuries. Mark Colombo had an injury.
We're going to poke fun at football media people. We like to do that.
Yeah. We're talking a little bit about Marty B, a little bit about him.
Yeah, he's kind of an on-the-field, off-the-field character.
Yeah, the media people, boy, they don't know when to stop, do they? They're having issues
They say the darndest things.
Well, they tweet the darndest things.
They tweet the darndest things.
We're also going to play a little bit of Soundboard Survivor. We're going to add some new sounds to the soundboard, and that's pretty much the show that we're about to do.
So let's talk about Cowboys.
Exciting.
Let's talk about Cowboys. Let's talk about Cowboys Raiders. It's almost like a preseason tradition.
Well, it seems to me like the Cowboys and Raiders always play each other in the preseason.
I think it's the owners.
It's a deal that the owners put together, right?
It's a deal with the devil is what it is. You've got Jerry Jones. You've got
Al Davis. They may be the same person.
Weekend at Bernie Davis.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Now, should we just start calling him Bernie Davis?
You know, don't disrespect Al Davis too much, because at one time...
Because his ghost will haunt you.
At one time, he's already haunting that team.
Yes, at one time, the team was progressive, and they passed the ball downfield.
Al Davis was considered one of the, you know, more intelligent football people.
He was probably one of the founders of the NFL.
He hired Madden, for God's sake.
Okay.
And that worked out well.
That was 1974, John.
They are the team of the decades, as it says in their program. I learned that watching the Cowboy game. They say they're the team of the decades because they've been to Super Bowls in each of the last four decades.
Huh. Boy, they really just squeaked in there with that Marcus Allen season, didn't they?
And they also drafted Jamarcus Russell in the first round.
Yeah, they snuck in 2002. I think they got their asses.
Are you talking about Purple Drink?
Purple Drink.
He loves getting his lean on.
Where's Jamarcus Russell playing right now?
Where's he playing?
Hey, CFL?
I think he's playing some pickup ball, drinking some Purple Drink, and what is it? What is it you do? Sipping the scissorp?
I think he'll be lucky to play Madden 2010 this year.
Yeah.
2011, Holmes.
My guess is he already has his Xbox gamer tag ready.
Purple Drink?
If you're Purple Drink and all you're doing is playing video games all day.
So what did you think, Mark? What did you think about the Cowboy game this weekend? You said you watched it, but you didn't listen to it.
I was at a bar, and, you know, you can't hear the commentators. I really don't like hearing the commentators anyways.
For preseason games, I got to agree with you.
I mean, who gives a shit? They all say the same thing. Well, you can't take this too seriously, we're just seeing if people...
Preseason commentators are kind of the B team anyway.
Well, no, they're almost the C team, you know?
We're the C team.
We're the D-list. So the preseason commentators, they're kind of a whip. What is the Cowboys? The Silver Star Network? Every team?
Yes, you get to listen to Babe Laufenberg and...
Looking at Babe Laufenberg...
Bill Jones, is that his name?
...is a study in where somebody's neck is gone. Because he almost looks like a giraffe now.
I love the Babe Laufenberg and the Mickey Spagnola down on the sidelines. What an awesome job.
Do you think
he was shaving
one day and he accidentally shaved his chin off?
Who, Laufenberg?
Babe Laufenberg.
I think the best talent on the Silver Star
Network. Straight. He looks like Beaker. It's so weird.
I think the best talent's got to be Gina Miller on that whole Silver Star Network.
Nice talent there.
Nice talent.
You know, she has kind of a horse face, though.
Kind of like that.
Kind of like the horse face?
Kind of like that.
Really? Heels first?
I want to kiss you.
So do you check their mouth?
That's Susie Colbert.
When you run into them?
You kind of got to check, make sure they have all their teeth.
I love running into them.
Well, so were you happy? Let me turn over here to Dave, since he actually watched and listened.
Oh, I didn't listen.
Were you happy with what you saw? Were you concerned? Were you scared?
I was happy with how the defense played. I thought for the second game in a row, our first team defense played really well.
They're deep at linebacker. Cowboys are great at linebacker.
I think it shows how Wade Phillips is a good defensive coach, and they've been able to assemble talent around the 3-4. I wasn't real happy with Redheaded Jesus, though.
You didn't like him?
I didn't say I didn't like him, but you can tell they didn't play a whole lot of football at Princeton.
Yeah. Never trusted Ginger.
No.
I'm concerned that it's 2 weeks in a row that we don't have an offensive touchdown. I think we've got one touchdown in 2 weeks. Cowboys have one touchdown scored.
Boy, that's a loud beard you got there, John.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
You know, I'm worried about their running game in general. Their passing game, we can pick at that, and we're going to get to that. You know, we'll get to their situations that they have at tight end as well as running or as well as receiver. But the running game, a little nervous about that offensive line.
Yeah, and Marion Barber.
You know, you remember towards the end of Emmitt's career when he would just run into the line and fall down?
Sure.
Now, Marion Barber seems to have his own kind of version of that. He's almost kind of like an upside-down Weeble Wobble.
He's like skating on ice.
Because he runs, and when he makes first contact with someone, instead of putting his head down and running through him or punching him in the face like he used to, now it's like as soon as he hits someone, his upper body gets real heavy, and he just topples. He just topples over.
Like he's wearing a suit of armor.
There's no balance there. He's lost that.
He's trying to dive for that 3-yard play now. I think that's where we're going to see Marion Barber a lot this year. You're going to see a lot more of Felix. You're going to see a lot Tashard Choice running the ball.
Looks great.
Those are going to be your big play guys in the running game this year.
Sure, but both of those guys are guys that, you know, people don't know if they can hold up an entire game. So are you going to have to split time?
Neither one of those guys are small. Now, there's a lot of people who have said that Felix is, air quotes, delicate.
Well, he's got some small ankles, I think.
Well, Tashard is no
I think Tashard's a tough guy.
He is. He is. I saw him on a couple of runs. He had Emmitt Smith-like style. Now, I'm not going to say he's going to be the next Emmitt Smith, but the way he runs...
He's not?
No. The way he runs, avoiding contact but still moving, you know, north-south, it's pretty impressive. He's got a lot of, you know, quick lateral moves that just to step aside from someone while still heading downfield. That's a good characteristic. He's one of those, you know, he's your third down back that everybody's, by week four, everyone's going to be going, oh, we need more Tashard Choice.
I think he can be a first and second down back. But what you're going to see this year is you're going to see a whole lot of 10-carry games, 12-carry games, 15-carry games from the three of them. You're not going to see – gone are the days when you've got a Cowboys running back that's got carries the ball 25 or 30 times. In fact, that's gone from the NFL. That's one of the reasons.
You only have Chris and Ray Rice. Those are about the only two.
Adrian Peterson.
And maybe Adrian.
Maybe Adrian.
Yeah, but
that's it.
That's a breed from 15 years ago that you just don't have anymore.
Right. And as far as old Cowboys, the philosophy of stop us and then we'll start passing. You know, you can't do that anymore.
But the NFL's changed. I mean, it's gone away from running the ball to throwing the ball.
Yeah, it totally has. Totally has.
So what you start to see is you start to see the three wide sets and the one back offense.
Two tight end sets.
Exactly. You don't have a Moose Johnson
spread
in the backfield. I mean, who's the fullback now?
Deion Anderson.
Cricket, the guy who eats frickin' bugs.
What?
Cricket Anderson? Yeah.
He eats bugs.
He eats bugs.
He broke off a nice little 17-yard run. I saw him. He can play. Anderson can play.
So we're talking about the line, and we've got a big problem there.
We do have a big problem there. We let Flozell Adams go, and
now Flozell, he went to the Steelers, and did you hear who he's replacing there?
Yes, I did.
Guy named Willie Colon.
Willie Colon.
Can you imagine growing up with that name? You have to be a tough son of a bitch to grow up with that name.
Well, he's
Willie Colon comes into the game.
He's probably a pretty tough son of a bitch if he's, you know, left tackle.
He has to be.
But, yeah, we got Doug Free in there now, and we picked up the disappointing first-round pick from the Rams. What's his name? Barron? Alex Barron?
So Free replaces Colon?
No, Free replaces Flozell Adams. No, Free
replaces
Colon.
Who replaces Colon?
Free Colon. Flozell.
Yeah, that's just way too
weird.
Flo
Colon.
Anyways, yeah.
So the line is not looking – I mean, I saw Romo getting sacked. I saw Kitna getting sacked, which part of that is Kitna's fault because he just stands back there until he gets sacked.
Like a cigar Indian.
He doesn't – he just stands there.
Does he do the Brad Johnson?
He just stands there until he gets sacked. He doesn't move up in the pocket. He doesn't scramble out of the pocket. He just stands there and holds the ball, patting it, until he gets sacked. But the O-line really – does concern me. Now, Colombo's down. Colombo's tweaked his knee.
2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, he didn't get hurt in the game, did he? He actually just had a scope on his knee to remove something that was floating around in there.
He had balls of steel.
He had a floater in there somewhere.
Yeah, so they scoped him up, and he's going to be gone. So, really shaky line.
Scoped him in the Willie Colon.
So I guess that brings up, should Flozell have been kept around? I mean, a lot of the times, absence makes the heart grow a little bit fonder.
Yeah, but you know, when we had him, all we were getting upset about the false starts.
You get 7 false starts a game out of that guy.
You know, we were going crazy by that.
Flozell was not Phil Pozderek. Give Flo a little bit of credit. It was one false start, one holding, and usually a hands to the face per game.
Now, we can't get Flozell because he replaced Colon, but Martellus Bennett.
Who we haven't seen a whole lot of this preseason.
Now, Marty B is a friend of the show.
He is a friend of the show.
He is the only Cowboy that has associated themselves with this
He's
show.
The only Cowboy that we've allowed onto our show.
That's right.
I think Flozell.
There have been that we've turned down.
Oh, plenty.
Marty B's a friend of the idiots.
Absolutely.
He may just be...
We spotted him immediately. We realized he's our kind of cowboy.
He is an idiot guru.
Mm-hmm.
He is the spiritual leader.
He is the spiritual leader of Pigskin Radio.
So we got Idiot John, we got Idiot Mark, and we got Idiot Marty.
He's my hero. Fine. He's my hero.
My problem with
rubbing my nipples right now.
My problem with Idiot Marty is he's supposed to be playing football in the NFL.
Oh, I thought he was a new media guy.
He's a blogger.
I thought he was a blogger and doing fun stuff out there on the internet.
I think that's
YouTube.
I think that's what he wants to be. But
Marty B TV is no more, though.
Come on, some more.
They made him get serious, Dave.
I know they did.
I'm waiting for the Black Winter Olympics.
No, I don't think they have.
I don't think they have that.
Maybe well, cool, ice hockey.
Maybe cool,
Mark. I think
cool
that's
running.
Racist.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of cool
you
running.
You think that's racist?
So, yeah. But you know what? He hasn't done anything on the field. He's still that guy with potential.
Well,
and
he took a step back in his second season. It was rather disappointing.
I'm waiting for the sequel, Cookie Crisp.
Would Cookie Crisp really be the natural successor to Captain Crunch?
I don't know. What would you say? Fruity Pebbles?
Sugar Pops, maybe.
Sugar Pops?
Count Chocula?
Maybe Frosted Flakes.
What about Frosty Flakes? Did flakes?
Frosted flakes. Huh. Frosty flakes, frosted flakes, whatever.
Hmm.
Okay. I mean, Tony the Tiger. A little bit kind of lame.
A little bit of sugar smacks to go with your purple drink.
Purple drink and sugar smack. Now you're not making any sort of purple drink allegations on Marty B. I'm
no,
sure.
Not at all. But it's his third year in the league, and quite honestly, with the tight end situation, the Cowboys
he's playing
have,
like he's asleep.
He's got to step up and start playing once he comes back from being injured.
I mean, he's 267. He's what 6'4", 6'5".
He's got great hands to catch the ball. He's a good blocker off the line.
He's got a big wiener.
I've seen the pictures.
Have you really?
It's enormous.
Is it bigger than mine?
I was surprised. That
haven't seen those
pictures.
I was
surprised. You know, if I was in the same room, I would be like, yeah, he could probably reach down and pick up a peanut with that.
But where would it go?
So, I mean, we had problems at tight end in the game. Number one, we had an offensive lineman that was continually...
We had Pat McQuiston.
We continually checking
Pat,
in.
Did you say Pat McQuiston?
77 has reported as eligible. Number 77.
That beat me down for the entire game. I thought it was funny for the first two times.
Well, I was it, eight or
the
nine
The guy
times?
Kept... I mean, it was
they,
over. And
they had
every
to,
time,
though.
I mean, exactly.
Now, couldn't you just tell the other team, why do you have to tell... Everyone in the stands and everybody at home. I mean, you
I
notify the team,
you know,
other team.
You know, Dave knows this. What we do typically.
Oh, he's coming to the game again.
Has reported
yes, there
as
you go.
Eligible.
Can
Number
you just not get some tape and like change that 77 to like an 87?
Now, yeah. What was the problem? Did he just not have the correct uniform? Did he forget his number?
Pat McQuiston's an offensive lineman, and when they're down to two healthy tight ends on the team.
He's coming in the game again.
As eligible, number 77.
Okay, yes, we get it. He's going to be blocking.
Where's that Vuvuzela drop?
So the Cowboys actually had to make a move today and pick up a tight end for training camp.
Jason Posiak, I believe.
Jason Posiak got picked up today.
The Posiak adventure.
Posiask.
Yeah, Jason not going to be here in the regular season is basically what his name is. But at least he gets a free trip to Oxnard, California.
At least we don't have to listen to that freaking eligible receiver call by the umpire every seventh play.
This is the two-minute warning.
No, it's not. That was another one.
Sorry, it slipped.
Actually, it could be the two-minute warning. We'd have to work mighty fast.
It's pretty close to the two-minute warning.
Let's burn through this real quick.
We've got three timeouts left, guys.
We're talking about the Cowboys passing game. You got to talk about Roy Williams.
Be sure to have the kicker warming up, Dave.
Yes, get the kicker warming up. Yes.
Got it.
Roy Williams has disappointed everywhere he went. He's seems to.
Hey, he did not disappoint his Longhorn.
77.
Oh, he's coming in the game again.
Yeah, I would rather throw a pass to Pat McQuiston than Roy Williams.
Who's that?
The number 77.
It almost looks as like when the ball comes to Roy Williams, he puts his elbows out to try to catch it.
Well, you know, it's like, what is his role? I mean, if you're looking at the Cowboys' depth chart at wide receiver,
depth chart? That's grim.
Depth. Chart.
So does Roy Williams have flipper hands?
He's got alligator arms.
I don't know what he's trying to catch the ball with, but he might need to.
He's either got a lobster claw or a
baby arm.
Yeah.
So I think that
not foul, not acceptable.
To answer your question, John,
we need to do something. We need to move him to somewhere that might think he has value.
What? Freaking selling hot dogs at Texas Stadium? Come on.
No, he needs to go to the Island of Misfit. This all came to me today. I'm like,
the Island of Misfit Toys?
I know what to do with Roy Williams now.
Now, if you were listening to the game, Mickey Spagnola dropped some funny.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Are you getting off the Roy Williams?
He's getting off Roy Williams.
I think we need to ship him to Washington. That was the point I wanted to make. I don't think he's not better than Patrick Creighton. He's not better than...
You take drugs, Danny?
He's not better than Kevin Ogletree, for God's sakes.
No. Get rid of him.
They're going to have to
get rid of Roy Williams. Though he's got a contract.
He has guaranteed money. It would cost him $1.5 million to get rid of him.
We could pay some of that money.
Yes, it would cost $1.5 million just to drop him. But you know, whatever. Just get rid of him. He's the next coming of Joey Galloway.
Would Jerry do that?
That's a good question. That's a good question because would he admit the mistake for the trade?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
don't have a point.
This is a guy that's keeping around Jesse Holly just because he was, you know, the reality show winner.
Jesse's back on the practice squad once he cut down to 47 men.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, I'm done. And I love me some UT. I'm a big fan of the Longhorns, hook 'em. But Roy Williams is just pissing everybody off.
Well, before we get into...
Hey, John, would you carry my shoulder pads for me?
No. I'm here to do a podcast.
Before we get into the end of the show, Soundboard Survivor and all that stuff, we want to talk about next week and the game Saturday, August 21st, 8 p.m. Cowboy Standard Time.
Let's try to put some sort of forced meaning into this game.
GMT minus 6, Cowboy Standard Time.
Wow.
That's what? Very nice. I think that implies an extra 15 minutes later.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so we've got
gonna be
Wade
at San Diego.
Wade going back to San Diego. My God, like, there's meaning to this preseason game. How awesome is that?
You've got Norv Turner as well, and it was down between Norv or Wade for who's going to coach the Cowboys after Bill Parcells left. So there's a lot of different tie-ins you've got here.
I think everyone's going. All the commentators are going to be really busy trying to find drama for a boring game,
but meaningless game.
I think we're going to try to find drama for a boring and meaningless game because
that's what we do, and we do it for you, the listeners.
It's the second preseason game for all intents and purposes for both teams, and you might see the starting team.
Is it intense and purposes, or is it intensive purposes?
Intense. For all intents and purposes.
That's intense and sleeping bags and purposes.
Is it intents and purposes?
I usually don't use a tent when I go camping.
Anyway, so what we need to do now, because we know how great we are at what we do, we need to poke fun at regular media people every once in a while.
Yeah, okay. Does it make us feel better?
It does. And earlier this week when I was following the tweets
on the can,
I happened to see something that made me giggle. Chris Mortensen, I guess, had a little bit of an unfortunate Nazi typo.
Do you think it was just the Apple spell corrector that was anti-Semitic?
No. Chris Mortensen, and they've been traveling around and doing reports from they're hitting every single training camp. So they are going around the country, stopping by, seeing all these. So maybe he's a little bit tired, or maybe I'm making an excuse for him, but he – did you read the tweet? Did you see the little picture that I posted up? I don't know if it's
– Yeah, I did see it, yeah.
I don't know if it's worth putting up there, but he said he was referring to Mike and Mike.
Right.
And
or as I like to call them, the candy confections, Mike and Ike.
Well, there's a letter that is just above and to the right of the letter M, and it's a rather offensive...
Jike.
No, not J. That's the left.
Psych?
Other left.
Give me a candy, psych.
It's a term that's a little offensive to those in the Jewish community. It's a bit of a slur. And he tweets this out. And people kind of go a little bit crazy.
Did he say?
He deleted the tweet as fast as he could, but if you've got an app like Seismic, you're seeing it there. It's not going away. What are you showing me, Dave?
Did he say Mike and Kike, John?
Or Kike and Mike.
Or Kike and Mike.
What Mark said.
Wow.
And so there were some hilarious responses to that.
Oh, that's hilarious. Wow. So Mortensen, he deleted it immediately. You can't find any reference to it anymore. He doesn't have it on his...
No, it's not on his stream anymore. He deleted it within the hour.
Now, you want...
Or actually, probably within the
you
10 minutes.
You want to know an interesting trick that I do, is I keep a lot of these celebrity stuff ported into Friend Feed.
Right.
And Friend Feed doesn't go away.
Friendster?
So you got Mortensen on your Friend Feed? Or
I think we might have Mortensen on the Friend Feed.
Is he not a big enough celebrity?
He may not have made the cut.
Yeah.
I'm usually only following Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher and all, because I'm so into big celebrities.
Celebrity Twitters.
Yes.
A little bit of Miles Austin and Kim Kardashian.
But yeah, there's a way to go back and check it out. We can go through a Friend Feed to see if it's there. When did that happen?
That was, I don't know. Go back and look at the when I posted that.
Okay.
And poke a little bit of fun at the local media. Now, in these preseason games, the Cowboys sort of they do their own production, their Silver Star production. I hope we can
Something
see.
Was wet down there.
Yeah, we've got our local guys doing the broadcast, Bill Jones, Whoa. Babe Laufenberg, and down on the sidelines.
You got Mickey Spagnola.
Mickey Spagnola. And Mickey is a funny little dude.
He's kind of like a Keebler elf.
He caught Tony Romo on the sidelines sitting down, and he's roaming around. He's like, oh, hey, look, Tony Romo. Tony's sitting down there, baseball cap on backwards, kind of like this, and Mick leans down, bends over, then goes down on one knee and does a little interview, like a little, 4-minute interview. And Mark, if you're watching at the bar and there's no sound, it probably looked like he was proposing to him.
It did.
Well, did you see that?
There is a whole lot of love between Mickey and any Cowboys player.
That's true.
He is the ultimate homer.
He's the ultimate employee.
Now, you did make a Keebler elf photo of who was
Dave
it?
Campo.
Of Dave Campo. You put him in the elf costume. How much money would you pay to see Dave Campo and Mickey Spagnola in a wrestling match?
Well, that'd be awesome.
Oh, I'd put $20 up to see that easy.
Paper.
All right, $20. Yeah. Well, anyway, we
got big spender.
We got 20. We've got some funny funny awkward audio from the TV broadcast. And again, this is like the local game coverage broadcast. And should play the short version.
Here's the short version.
Something was wet down there.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, something
you
wet.
You may hear that here in just a second in Soundboard Survivor.
Yeah, that may be going. But this is the full audio if you want to hear it in context.
And listen to everyone giggling in the background.
A pair of pants kneeling down there, so play off. And I got to leave tomorrow. I ain't got time to go to the cleaners.
Got grass stains here?
I don't know, but something was wet down there.
So he was kneeling down in front of Romo, and he's got grass wet down there.
And he's got grass stains.
And he's got some stains.
and both Laufenberg and Bill Jones are giggling in the background.
Something was wet down there.
You got to give him credit, though. Laufenberg, Bill Jones, and Mickey are better than the C team.
This is
Fox
the 2-minute warning.
Oh, I believe that is really the 2-minute warning now.
Officially, the
that first 2-minute warning was before halftime.
Yep, we need to run Rafael Septian in there pretty quick.
We need to warm up the kicker. We need to warm up Rafael. Okay. Well, let's just run a class of kindergarten.
All right. Even though we don't talk about kickers on this show, let's go ahead
and warm them up.
Let's go ahead and end this game in overtime with a little quick Soundboard Survivor. What do we want to vote off? What do we want to vote off? I brought a couple.
First of all, before we
let's explain what Soundboard Survivor is.
Well, first of all, before we get into Soundboard Survivor, this week we're going to be adding three clips. I think we're going to be adding the Spagnola, something was wet down there, because I think it might be a classic, an instant classic. Also, two-minute warning. We're going to start doing two-minute warnings.
I believe so.
But the number one clip is a clip that John basically warned us that he was going to put together.
Oh, yeah. Did I talk about that?
And he mixed. Tell us about your special clip that
okay,
you mixed together.
I've noticed that, you know, there's been a lot of news here in Dallas about with the Rangers being sold at auction to the Ryan Greenberg Group. And Nolan Ryan's been a president, you know, president of the ball club for the last year or so. And we get a lot of Nolan Ryan audio press conferences and whatnot. And he has his own unique speaking style.
Nolan Ryan is a local legend to Texas.
He is. He is. Seven no-hitters. Now, Wade Phillips also has kind of his own unique vocal idiosyncrasies. And
draw.
It just dawned on me that both these guys are lovable mushmouths. So I put together kind of a Nolan versus Wade, and I think I'm going to expand on this a little more. So
it's a love fest,
this
basically.
Is kind of one of my rough edits of Nolan versus Wade. So,
well, we'll do that at the appropriate time when the season's over, and we won't do it until that.
We're finishing phase one of training camp here, and it's been really good so far.
Because we won't focus on what we have to do in with the remainder part of the season and hopefully some postseason play. And
yeah, when you're in Texas, you like chicken fried steak, certainly.
I was standing out in the hall.
You know, I mean, for wherever you're going.
Congratulations.
So you kind of see, where I'm going with that.
Good job.
You kind of see where I'm going with that. But, yeah, that's something that's going to be a project in and of itself. So
we have Soundboard Survivor coming up. And what Soundboard Survivor is that, well, me, Mark, as controller of the soundboard, I like to play the same goddamn sounds over and over again.
Now, every once in a while, I'll jump up and do something like this.
Yeah, stop it!
Something was wet down there.
The timing on that
was a good
amazing.
Well, yeah, I was kind of reaching around, Mark.
Giving Mark the reach around.
You were reaching around me. Well, we've got another.
I've got.
Definitely have another clip.
Of that. Yep.
So let's talk about Soundboard Survivor. Now, there's some clips here that I know there's one definitely that John wants to get rid of, and I can't vote. I don't think. Is that how it works?
You've got to break the tie,
Mark. You have to break the tie.
Okay, I'll break the tie.
John and I, and we vote up, we vote down, and then you break the tie.
So here's the first one I'd like to kind of nominate, because I don't think John likes this one at all.
Big John. No, I really don't like that one very much.
Don't like it? No. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. Okay, but, yeah, that's Big John, Big Bad John, and John doesn't like that at all.
It's just kind of a sausage song.
Oh, really? So that's the next song that we're actually going to be talking about.
That's not
Do
a song.
Do you like Big Bad John?
I love Big Bad John.
I vote keep it.
I vote
Quit
keep
voting.
It.
Okay, so.
All right, so we got another one here. And
Mark's favorite.
Randy Taylor.
Nobody gets this.
Nobody gets my stuff.
Your products. Your quantity of your product. Your
it's funny.
Delicious.
It's not the fact that
love
it's not funny. It's
years.
Long,
so
and I've heard it 100 times.
On a little 12-ounce roll of sausage.
Okay, and...
I don't mind paying you more money for your 16-ounce roll of sausage.
Yeah, okay. He's mad about his sausage.
It's Jimmy Dean sausage.
He's
a Texas man.
He just needs to shut up and buy 2 packs of sausage.
So here's the thing. Okay. I have a question.
And hold on.
I went through and took parts of this and edited it down for consumption, like if I had, I'm a Texas man, or if I had...
That might be funny.
You know, that...
If you broke it down into sound bites, I think it would be a lot better than...
I tell you what, I'm going to say down on this, but let me clip it.
Yep.
Does
everyone agree?
Well, for one more, let's just throw one more in there just so it's
okay,
awkward three.
There's a third one here. This one is extremely awkward. This one has been played way too many times. And it's this one right here.
There's three quarterbacks on this football team. Whichever one starts. Whichever ones don't, we'll back them up. Period. Cut and dried. It's nobody's concern but ours. Nobody's. Next.
Do you think anybody who listens to this show knows who he is?
Oh, yeah. Ditka's a legend.
He's a former cowboy.
What do you care?
former Cowboy tight end.
Okay. There's a bunch of 20-something ADD people that listen to our show.
Agreed.
Yeah, you know, and Mike Ditka, that's almost like playoffs. Playoffs? I mean, it's kind of, okay, yeah, it's a coaching meltdown. We sure. love those. We encourage those.
We're going to embrace a coaching meltdown. So is it just me, or does Sausage Complaint go out of here?
I think Sausage Complaint.
Sausage Complaint.
Okay, I'm
going to hang on to Big Bad John.
Big Bad John?
For one more week.
We keep Big Bad John.
I say
John.
We lose I the think Sausage I wait Complaint. To play it.
We keep Big Bad Ditka, and we cut Sausage up.
Okay, so okay, at do, the do end we of the show, to... I'm going to play Sausage's Complaint for the last time for the listeners.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much. Okay, so are all the new audio clips approved?
They are.
Very good.
Good job this week, John.
Good job.
Next week, we're going to talk about the Cowboys again. That's what we do.
We're also going to talk about the San Diego game. What happens there?
Might talk a little bit of fantasy football with your drafts getting closer and closer.
Absolutely. I think next week should be our fantasy football spectacular.
We will do a pre-draft spectacular.
Hey, when are we going to do a Lingerie Football League update?
I have news on that.
Save it for next week.
We'll talk about next week.
We'll throw that in there, too. So if there's anybody listening that likes girls in lingerie,
playing football,
it's tackling each other.
Girls.
77 has reported as eligible. Number 77.
God, he came in again.
Girls jumping on trampolines.
I don't know where you people come from. I don't know if you test your products, your quantity of your products. Your products are very delicious. Love your sausage for 30-something years, but I can't take and feed a family of five on a little 12-ounce roll of sausage. I don't mind paying you more money for your 16-ounce roll of sausage, but you don't have it anymore. You've got a 12-ounce roll, and you got three men that weigh over 200 pounds apiece, a woman that's a little plump Scotch girl, and a daughter who's 13, and you're going to try to take a 12-ounce roll of sausage and a couple of dozen eggs and feed that. It ain't going to work, and I'm not going to purchase your product anymore or ever again. And as far as your 16-ounce and maple and sage, I don't eat that. I'm not from the North. I'm a Texas man. Jimmy Dean sausage is for Southern people to eat with their breakfast, with their fried eggs and their T-bone steaks. And I can't see going to a little 12-ounce package to feed four, five, six people. And I'm not going to buy two of those 12-ounce packages just because you want to downsize and charge the same goddamn price. I'd sure like a reply, and I'd sure like you to go back to your 16-ounce package on your regular sausage, because I'm not going to buy it otherwise ever again. I'll just have my own damn sausage made like I used to 30-something years ago. It's not as tasty as yours is, but it'll work. Thanks. Goodbye. Little 12-ounce goddamn roll of sausage supposed to feed your brother and me and you 600 pounds of men, at least, get my point, and the two girls, and they put it in that fucking pussy roll of sausage. Son of a bitch. Somebody needs their ass kicked. Some little consumer geekeroid fucked this shit up. Save money. Save money. Save money. So fuck, I'm going to eat, goddammit.